You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Welcome to the Rocket Knight podcast. Tampa Earl hanging with you. And today, got a really fun interview to hear with you with a man who has been down the rock and roll road. From the time he was a teenager, he's been in a band. He's now got his own namesake band with one of his good friends from the past. We're talking to John Nikoloff of the band Nikoloff. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, John. One thing I wanted to ask you about is you have been doing this since the 80s. I mean, right. I looked up your resume and it's a lengthy one.
It's long.
What did each of those artists and bands that you played with do to make you the musician you are today?
You know what's strange is, I mean, I was just talking to my wife the other day. The first song that I ever had a part in writing was with my buddies, Rob Amrine and Rob Cooper. And we wrote a song called Gonna Step on You. And, you know, some 35, 40 years later, we're writing songs with Reg Monsanto that are the best songs that I've ever had a part in writing. So each one of those bands has nurtured me as a songwriter and as a performer. So every time that the band has changed, I've taken something from it and learned it. So it's made me who I am for sure.
Yeah. I noticed, I was reading your bio over and you've actually, it seems kind of a mellowed because you had that one instance with a drummer. He's like, are we too slow for you? He's like, well, yeah. I was like, well, get the out, you know?
I did. I have in my years here, I have mellowed. I've learned how to you know, get the point across without going crazy.
Right. And but sometimes as a band leader, you got to do that.
It's true.
It's one of the things when it comes down to, you know the direction you want to take.
That's right.
And you got to get it to that point.
Well, you can just let things go on and let things go on and hope that they get there, or you can take control and make it known how it has to be or how you would like it to be, and then shoot down that same path. Well, everybody's on the same path and on the same, it's a whole lot easier that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that we do, I did note is that you and Reg Monsanto, who is the guitarist for Nikoloff, have had a long-term on-again, off-again type of relationship. Yeah. Talk about your relationship with Reg and how it's grown over the years.
Reg is like my brother. He's the brother that I never had, and I think he feels the same way. He has a sister. I have a sister, and we never had brothers. So in the past 30 years now, we've come to, we had some issues, he and I. It's just difference in opinions, difference in views, but we've grown to respect each other and understand each other. And it's only made us stronger. I mean, I think we're a pretty potent songwriting team. And I would go to bat for him. I'd fight for him. And I think he'd do the same thing for me.
Now, what has caused the highs in the relationship with you and Regin, and what caused some of the lows? I think it's something that happens in every band, that there is those times when you want to rip the other person's throat out. But then, like you said, there's a time when you want to go to bat for that person.
That's right. And you know, I think even in those times when it was the lowest of lows, we still would have fought for each other. And that's family, being brothers. But, we were young. It was tough when we were young because I'm a driving force. I'm always on go. And that's to this day. And there were just differences in opinions on how we should do things. And that's where we would, you would see things differently. But now I've learned to, I've changed, and I learned to understand him. He understands me more. It's just, I think, growing up and learning each other that's made us as good as we are now. This is the best that we've ever been, and that's a good position to be in versus being great back then and just okay now.
Yeah, definitely. The new CD from Nikoloff is called Envy. And one of the first songs we're going to get into here was one of my personal favorites from it, John. The cover that you did of Poison's Look What the Cat Dragged In. What brought that song up for you to cover? What made you want to say, yeah, that's the tune I want to redo?
I was doing this song back in 1987. With my band. And so it's just, I've been doing this for my whole life, really. And I love this song. I love the attitude of this song. The Poison song has been one of my favorites forever. I have a lot of respect for those guys. And so I've done on almost all of the CDs I've done, I've had a cover song on it. And this was just natural to be on this one. It has the attitude of this band. People love it live. And I don't know that I've heard anybody do another recorded cover of this song.
But, well, that's because, I mean, you gotta, for a cover song to be really good, you have to make it your own. You gotta bring something to it that isn't in the original. And I thought myself, that's what you and Nikoloff did as a band.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, that goes a long way. You have to, like you say, you have to make it your own, or it's just another song.
Definitely. Let's take a listen to that right now. This is from the new CD from the band Nikoloff. It is their cover of Poison's Look What the Cat Dragged In. Check it out.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Tampa Earl sitting in here with John Nikoloff of the band Nikoloff. John, this is not your first rodeo. This is like your third or fourth CD from what I was looking over your discography. What do you think has each CD done as far as making you a better singer and a better band?
Well, I mean, it's just like with anything, you hopefully you get better with age and better with time. It's each CD has gotten progressively better as far as I'm concerned. The songwriting's better, the performance is better, the vocal is better. So it's just all of the hard work on each one of those CDs has come up to par each time, and this is the best one so far. I'm super proud of it.
Yeah, Envy is an excellent disc, but there are other EPs and another full album, I think. All you got to do is head over to nikoloff.rocks, and you'll be able to get those there. You can also get them if you go to the venues where Nikoloff is performing. I was noticing that you got a couple of dates coming up here later in April. They're both in Florida. Do you have any plans to kind of get outside and around that?
We do. I can't say too much yet because it's not been announced yet.
Of course.
we will be getting out of Florida later on in the year. And my guess is 2025 is going to be a really big year for us. In different states, maybe even different countries.
Going for Europe, maybe?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that even back in the day, in the 90s, I was thinking that we would be bigger overseas than we would be here. And quite honestly, I'd be all right with that if we were superstars overseas and kind of okay, not nobody, but, you know, on a different level here versus being nobody here and nobody there. You know what I mean?
Well, I definitely understand what you're saying there, because it seems to me that Europeans, when it comes to hard rock, are much more accepting of the hard rock metal sound than, unfortunately, I think we are here in the States. I find that much, much truer over in Europe.
100%. 100%.
Now, with that in mind, are we talking about any new recordings? We got any new music in the mix?
Well, you know, this is just getting going, and the whole Envy universe is going to be kicking in starting middle of April, and then there's going to be another big push in May, and then we're off to the races. We are, however, writing. We're always writing. I mean, since we've hit this stride with this record, you know, you almost don't want to stop writing for fear that you won't be able to get back in that groove. But we're writing. We have other stuff in the hopper right now that's finished that didn't make this CD, this record. There's a lot of good stuff just waiting.
And that's always the thing, is that, and any artist that I've ever known, they're always working on something. They may be out touring, or they may be, you know, they may have other work that they do. I've known a couple of artists that, you know, actually have real jobs outside of being musicians. Right. They're always got something going on. And that sounds like what you're doing yourself, you and Reg.
You have to. I mean, or you get stagnant and you lose momentum, and you certainly don't want to do that. We definitely don't want to do that.
No, not at all. Now, one thing, like I said, we've established that you've been doing this for a bit.
Right.
What would you, if you could go back and talk to your teenage self, what would you tell them about the music business?
Oh, well, it's certainly changed. In the time that I've been doing this, I want to say easier, back in the day. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, you have so many avenues here that you can get your music out. Shows like yours, where you promote these bands, and that's appreciated, by the way. Those weren't there back in the day. It was all, you know, you walk your record to the DJ and beg them to play it. And it's not that way anymore. I don't know, the advice I would give a young me, I mean, would be the same advice that I would give myself today. You work your ass off to get where you want to go, and you don't stop.
And that's true for almost anything in life.
It's true. It is. It sure is.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk about the new CD, Envy. We've been talking with John Nikoloff, who is the leader of the namesake band, Nikoloff. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate everything.
You think so? You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.